Shelley Kaup, you have done this before.
Yes, I have. I was on City Council from 2007 to 2011, and those were some challenging times, as you may recall. A lot of families and businesses were having tough financial times then, and the city also. So we had to work with a declining revenue stream and budget and try to keep that budget balanced while maintaining the services for the city. We found a location for the new library in Glenwood Springs, and that was actually a partnership between CMC and the library district to mm-hmm. bring a great new facility to downtown. We also opened a community garden, the first one in Glenwood Springs, and built a new wastewater treatment plant. And we started the EA on the South Bridge and began the process for the replacement of the Grand Avenue Bridge. So,
why are you running again?
Well, I only served one term the first time around, so I've really kind of missed it, I found, and I believe I can bring a lot to City Council, and so I think it's a great time to get back in there and serve the city, and we have some exciting opportunities I want to work on.
What are some of those opportunities you want to work on?
First of all, I think we'll be seeing the city through the replacement of the Grand Avenue Bridge. So that will be a challenging time. We're going to have to protect our neighborhoods from the traffic that will be impacting the city at that time, and also try to help our businesses get through that tough period. But once we have that in place, it's going to be an exciting time for Glenwood to rebuild 6th Street there, close to the Hotel Colorado and that whole area, and turn that into really a nice streetscape where people can congregate and hang out, and, you know, tourists as well as locals, and really enjoy that street of the city and possibly add some housing in there. We also have the Confluence development.
What are some of your ideas for the Confluence and the waterfront there? Because I know it's kind of mixed. I think some people want to see it developed, you know, with housing or businesses, retail, that sort of thing. And there's a contingent that wants to see it become a park.
I'd like to see us make it a very creative space. It's located right there at the confluence, so you actually have great access to Two Rivers Park, which is one of our larger parks in the city, and also Veltis Park a little bit to the southwest. We certainly have the river frontage there that I'd like to see preserved and protected and have that be a park-like setting. I kind of envision a river walk along there, and then a mix of commercial and residential, possibly some great restaurants where you could sit and enjoy the river. It would be a fantastic place to have some housing added and a great place to live along there. I think, you know, we have ideas from within the community, but I also think there are a lot of great ideas across the country. So I would like to see us put that area out for a design competition, and then we can take those as a community and come together and pick and choose the elements that we like and make that area the best that it can be.
You mentioned earlier that one of the challenges starting in August, next fall, when the bridge is actually being put in place, will be getting traffic through the neighborhoods and kind of reducing some of the impacts there. What are some ideas that you have?
If necessary, plan is to actually block off some streets that would be cut through routes into neighborhoods. You know, our main detour routes will be coming down Grand Avenue, turning onto 8th, and then up across the 27th Street Bridge and up Midland Avenue. But they'll both be coming together near 8th Street and Midland. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need traffic control there. But it's going to be tough, no mm-hmm. matter how we can work on it. It's going to be a lot of traffic. We're hoping overall people can adjust their schedules so you're not trying to commute through town at the peak traffic times. Certainly get on the buses, get on transit. The city has a plan to add some electric bikes to their police force and some other departments so that they can get around town when the traffic is backed up. And I'd like to encourage all of our citizens to walk more and ride their bikes back to the neighborhoods. In my mind, it doesn't help at all to let people come through a neighborhood and then try to merge back into traffic. That's not going to help the flow. So I think if we need to blockade and make some streets local access only, then I'd like to see us do that.
And what about opening the gate down by Walmart?
I am an advocate for either moving the gate or opening the gate, but building some type of mini roundabout or traffic calming feature that would keep any pass-through traffic from trying to go north.
You're getting a master's in sustainable engineering.
Yes, I am.
How will you apply what you've learned if you're elected to your role as city council member?
I will apply that in being able to look at the community as a whole. And as we build new projects, whether it's developing the confluence, adding the connection of South Bridge, or other improvements to our infrastructure, I will look at ways that we can reduce our impact to the environment, keep our environment healthy, protect our waterways, our rivers, and protect our air and land, mm-hmm. and also work to make sure that we protect our neighborhoods, the character of our neighborhoods, so that socially and environmentally that we're keeping those neighborhoods strong.
The Glenwood Springs Recycling Center recently mm-hmm. closed and right. moved out to South Canyon. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are about having a place in town for the city recycling as opposed to out at South Canyon.
I think we definitely need a place in town. As a city, we need to support recycling as best we can. We need to be encouraging it. I believe the move to South Canyon discourages recycling. I do think, though, that we need to, and this is where some of my knowledge that I have with my engineering background, I think we need to look at our whole system of waste management in the city. We also run, the city runs a South Canyon landfill, and we have an interest in running that as efficiently as possible, but also not filling it up, you know, making it last as long as possible. And the less waste we send out there, the longer it will last. I would like to see us look at our waste management and how we can do it better throughout the city so that we can have possibly community-wide curbside recycling and community-wide curbside compost pickup.
Talk about Glenwood Springs energy needs and how you see those needs being fulfilled in the future.
Glenwood Springs energy needs have actually somewhat plateaued in the last few years, and have even their demand has actually dropped off very slightly. And I think that's due to they have had a strong sustainability program and working on energy efficiency throughout the city for the last 5 years or so. So I think that program is paying off. But we also have a wonderful opportunity because we have our own municipal electric utility. And that is just a golden opportunity for the community to decide what we want our future to be as far as energy. And I'd like to see us put a strategic plan together for the municipal electric. It keeps our money local. It keeps jobs local for the electric utility. And I would like to see us put a plan in place that decides what we want to be as a community. How much renewable energy do we want to see in the future?
Well, Shelley Kaup, thank you very much for taking the time to come in and talk with me today.
Well, thank you for having me, Amy.